Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to talk Mariners baseball. It's our weekly conversation with Root Sports' Brad Adam. Brought to you by John Howie Steak. Experience the Northwest premier dining experience at the Bellevue Steakhouse Restaurant and Wine Bar. Prime custom-made steaks, award-winning wine, and unmatched service and detail. Visit JohnHowieSteak.com. Now with Brad Adam, here's Buck and the go-to guy, Jim Moore.
Every Wednesday at 11:05, we talk to Brad Adam of Root Sports, and he joins us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Brad, I know you're a subscriber to the Kitsap Sun. Will that continue?
Absolutely. Not only a subscriber, but also I pay extra and go online too. So I get it before, then I read it again the next day when it is delivered to my door.
You'd be pleased to know in the theatrical reading of that satire column.
Who played me?
I played you.
Okay, good.
You sound disappointed.
I think that we look the most similar. So that would make sense.
Yeah, if you sat in a room and ate for 20 years, sure.
I'm glad you guys called, too. We can talk that, but also I got two teenagers still asleep, so I'm trying to be loud on this call. You know, I don't want to
unlike Jim.
Wake them up. I want them to naturally wake up, you know, because of maybe how loud I'm being, you know?
Yeah, we get into that. There's a big debate in our household between me and the CEO on this one. My wife was like, 9 o'clock, it's bedtime. And I'm like, it's the summer. What are you doing? Well, I'm tired of him. I'm like, it's like still light outside and we're playing wiffle ball. Like, what are you doing? There's kids running up and down our street. Stop it.
Yeah, let them play.
God. And then she needs to get up early tomorrow. I'm like, why? To do what? Like, she's not doing anything. So
not working, that's for damn sure.
Not working.
Oh, here they come. Here they come. Yeah. Hey, girls. All right.
What'd you make me for breakfast, Dad?
Oh, no, they're on their own. Yeah. You're on your own. They know. Summer, yeah. Rules are over. But, at night, I just let them go and just say, don't wake me up. Yeah. Just be quiet.
So do you have anything?
I don't know how late they stay up.
You have anything you want to say to Jim? Jim, do you want anything to Brad or...
No. Good. Did it sound like stuff Jim? Did it sound like stuff you would have said if you were allowed to?
Well, you know, I think we all
God, are you trying to get him fired from his job?
No.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. Everything you wrote is what I wanted to say for years. Yeah. But those sons of bitches over there haven't allowed me.
Yeah, you should hear us during breaks. We're talking God. About team being trash. Yeah,
now,
no. Thanks
now,
for
to be fair. Being fans, I mean, if something happens, you know, we react like fans would. You know, we get upset something were to happen. But, you know, you get it out of your system, you rein it in, and then during the show you try to be more objective and professional.
Yeah.
But sometimes
what do those words mean?
Yeah. He doesn't know we don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. You try to take the fan out of yourself and try to do the job. But it's hard, but, you know, being not only team owned, but being able to travel with the guys and being able to spend more time than others with them, you develop relationships and you get invested, right? And when they don't do well or something, I mean, you know, you get upset. Sure, you know, you're a fan, you want them to do well. Shows are better, ratings are better, everybody feels better when they win. It's, you know, it's just, it's, it makes you want to go to the park earlier and just kind of excited about work. I mean, you know, you have some of the same kind of, I think, reactions, maybe responses, but you kind of leave it, you know, before you get on the air. I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for, thanks for being a good sport with that, Brad. I do appreciate it because not everyone took it. In such a way like you did, so I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, well, you know. Different levels of sense of humor.
Sims is never coming on here again. Yeah. Just kidding. No, just kidding.
All right, let me change the subject. Do those girls of yours who just woke up at 11 o'clock, do they watch you and critique you and how you do on your Root Sports pre and post games?
They used to. A lot of it had to do with more of the fit, as the girls call it, the outfit, the tie. Less about the content, and it's hard to get them to watch now. You know, they're way more into anything streaming, Stranger Things, any other shows they've got going. It's, you know, it's hard. Like, you're working today? Great. And you come home, you're like, did they win? I'm like, you didn't watch? No. Post game? You didn't just tune in just to get a score or just say hi? No. So hit and miss. The wife still does it, but the kids are kind of over it. They like going to games now. They want me to get them tickets to games, you know, so they can go and hang out. And they don't even really hang out with me there either. So I guess they're teenagers.
That's what you got. That's what you got to look forward to. Well, it was a great game yesterday. Obviously, they needed it. It felt like a cleansing game yesterday, right? After that. Yes. After that home stand, and they, you know, it's good, and it shows you that one small game last night does show you the glimpse of their potential. It's their biggest issue this year is not being able to sustain it and back it up for not only just a series, but for a 10-game stretch, a 15-game stretch. That's been their biggest factor this year.
And that's what they need. You're exactly right. I mean, and you guys have talked about it, and the stretch of, you know, the 18 games, you looked at it, which is a really good chance to get closer to 500, right? And they're off on the right foot in Oakland, but then you've got the Angels, which I know they took 4 or 5, but we saw those games, and they're not a good team. Then the A's again, then the Orioles. So you're thinking that this is a stretch where you need to put together, like you said, Puck. I mean, if you can get a, you know, 12 of 15, you know, 10 of 12, or, you know, something like these teams that have made moves, like Toronto had a 9-gamer. Philly had a 9-gamer after they fired Girardi. You know, the Yankees win every day. You know, it takes at least a week or a week and a half of just winning and just everything clicking to get kind of back into this. Because once you know, get past a couple of teams, maybe you get closer to 500, then you can start realistically thinking, all right, what do we need at the break? Are we going to add? What are we going to do? You know, they haven't been able to go on the streak, which is too bad because they've wasted a lot of good starting pitching. Another great outing by Marco last night. I mean, this rotation has been so good of late. This is how you win 10 games in a row, and they just haven't hit, and that's why they haven't done it. So they need to take advantage while their pitching is still so good.
Well, encouraging, too, to see Ken Giles out there on the mound. So, you know, what does he add to that bullpen? I know he's been gone a long time, but had a good first outing anyway.
It was nice. You know, they're going to get him a couple of, as they call, soft landings. He's not going to close games right away. He's been out like two years, I think, just about exactly 2 years, 664 days or whatever it was. So great to get him back. He's a guy who has closed before. Been in the playoffs before, had a lot of success, a guy that just helps in the back end of the bullpen. You kind of can slot guys maybe a little differently, guys who you don't want pitching in the eighth or the ninth yet. More setup guys, more sixth, seventh inning guys can kind of return to their roles, and the pen gets better. You know, they still got Matt Brash down in Tacoma, so you're still trying to figure out when and where he's going to come in, but now you don't maybe have to rush him and put him in a bad situation because you have Giles now. So it just makes them better, and it makes the back end better. And it gives them just another veteran guy who's got closing experience.
Could you envision a scenario? I brought this up earlier, and not advocating for this, but because I like the player so much and kind of like the person. I mean, I want to see Marco Gonzalez find success. You know, before his career is over, I want to see him, you know, on the big stage and in a big playoff game. I hope it's here with the Mariners. Could you envision if things don't work out, he's under, you know, he's got a very friendly contract. Could you envision him going to ownership and just saying to management, hey, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to work out here. I would be open to the idea, if you guys can get something for me, of moving me to a contender.
Kind of hard to say future-wise. I don't think he's at that point now. I don't think he's close to that point now. You know, he makes his home here. He's a guy who lives here, one of the very few that lives in the off season. He's talked about the community here. He's got a, they're going to start a foundation here. He and his wife, you know, she's from here. They went to Gonzaga. I just think that he really wants to be that guy to bring Seattle back to the playoffs, you know? So I would be surprised at that. I understand kind of what you're saying about wanting to win and having seen Felix go through, you know, what Felix went through with no playoffs and no really anything. I don't think he's there. For sure he's not there. And I don't know if he'll get there just because of the fact that these guys, you know, talk about being the ones to get him back to the postseason. And Marco's really big on that.
And that means something to him. That's important to him.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. He's talked about that. He's open about it. You know, he wants to not only be the guy, but he wants to be the guy to get the Mariners back postseason, you know, and he knows what the city, you know, is starved for. He knows what it's going to look like. You know, those guys still talk about last September, that last series against the Angels when they had 40,000 plus. I mean, they told all the new guys about that. They're like, just wait till we get this thing going and get winning. This town will come alive. And it's a great atmosphere at T-Mobile. You know, you get over 40,000 people and it's just awesome, mm-hmm. you know, and these guys felt that last year. They were a couple games short and they, you know, again, want to be known as the guys to bring the postseason back here to the very starved fan base.
Hey, Brad, the fun fact from last night. Now, we know that back-to-back-to-back, Julio, Winker, Suarez in the seventh inning last night, all over 400 feet. But the first time since 2004, and there were the three names were unlikely names, I thought, the last time the Mariners did it. Miguel Olivo, for one, and it brought up thoughts of past balls when I heard his name again. Jose Lopez with the second home run. And then a guy, I take pride in not many things, but I'm pretty good on Mariner trivia from the past. I can't remember this Hiram Boca Chica guy.
You don't remember Boca Chica
really
at all?
I don't remember Boca Chica.
Didn't he wear Julio's number?
What do we know about him?
Boy, I don't remember. I mean, I remember the name. It's a fun name. But you're right. I want to say Hiram Boca Chica. I can't remember. Is he a first base or was he outfield?
It was outfield.
Outfield. Righty? Outfield? Okay. Hiram Boca Chica. Yeah, I don't know how long he lasted in 04. That was a long time ago. But, boy, to think that's the last time they go back-to-back-to-back.
With those three guys.
Before that.
Man, he had
those three.
He crushed it that time, year.
But what'd he do?
He had a .180 or something?
244.
Oh, that's
he had three home runs.
Man, he'd be in the middle of the lineup now, wouldn't he?
He got 8 years. He got 8 years. He was 8 years in the big leagues.
Do you remember?
And then Jose Lopez.
Yeah,
was
Boca
like,
Chica. I remember him, of course. Well, I saw that whole story yesterday.
What do you mean, of course?
I just remember him.
Of course.
I covered the team back then. Remember Boca Chica.
Yeah, that's true.
Terrible.
Hey, was Jose Lopez, was he the last homegrown position player all-star for the Mariners?
Yes.
I think he still is, right?
Yes, and he was.
I think so.
I think he wasn't. He just an all-star because they needed one?
Isn't that every year?
Or did he actually have a good year?
He played third in the game. He was actually having a good year.
He is there. Yeah, you know what? He is their last developed
position player. Homegrown.
Position player.
Yeah.
It goes back 18 years?
Yeah, but hey, I'm told that. Never mind. Nothing.
One more year.
One more year. One more year.
This year it'll be Ty France, but he's not homegrown. So it'll be...
Well, it could be Julio, I guess. Maybe if
he'll go next year. I don't think he'll get there this year, but yeah. I think next year when they host it, I think he'll for sure get there.
So he was an all-star in 06. And
that was their last time.
And that was their last time. I think he was 22. God, I thought he had 282 that year. 10 home runs, 79 runs driven in. It was good.
Yeah.
Maybe should have been one in 09. Even a better year then. Jose Lopez. God, what a star. What a guy.
He and Betancourt, Uni Betancourt. Remember the tandem bike that they rode? They had? I remember that.
Remember they had all the different pronunciations of Betancourt's name?
Yeah.
Uneski, Uneski, Juneski. And you're like, Uneski. Well, I don't understand what it is. What's your name? What is it?
All would be fine.
Yeah, those were fun teams, huh? Weren't they?
Those were good years, yeah. Wow. A lot of good players. A lot of good players over the years. Huh?
I mean, you know, having Jeremy Reed just yell at you all
Jeremy
the time.
Reed.
Like, hey, what have you done?
Was he rude to reporters?
I did not know he was the Angels hitting coach.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Is he? Yes, unbelievable.
And why would he be a hitting coach? Why would he be teaching hitting? He never
hit.
Sometimes
the best hitting coaches are the guys who know the swing, understand the swing, but just couldn't physically do it as well.
That makes no sense.
You know what I mean?
Did he understand it?
But he was, for years, the assistant, because they always had two, because teams now have two, you know, hitting coaches. That's kind of the
Is that the norm? Because the Mariners have that. We were wondering the other day in Sports Bit if they're the only ones that have that.
No, most teams do. It's a hitting coach, hitting coordinator, and an assistant hitting coach. Some might even have three. But Reed has been there. Jeremy's been there for a few years. I remember talking to him about, like, what was the first day like for him when he gets in the cage and there's Albert Pujols and he's trying to tell Pujols what to do. And then Mike Trout comes in and he's like, hey, Trout, I've been looking at your swings. And
here's some things
what we're going to do different this year.
Here's some things that worked for me.
Yeah, here's what I would do.
Hey, did we miss out? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Was Seager an all-star?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Seager was an all-star.
2010.
Yeah, then
you're right.
Yeah, Seager was then.
You're right.
So
my
it's
fault.
Seager, and then but before that was Lopez, right?
Lopez, and then Seager in 2010, I believe, right? When he won the Gold Glove.
God, that is 10. That's still depressing, though.
2 in 20 years.
But we'll get one next year. We'll get one next year. But now, now Jeremy Reed is now the hitting coach with the Angels.
I used to love him. His first year, he was great. But when Richie Sexson got his hooks into him, it was all over.
Yep. And Richie said, don't talk.
Don't do anything.
Don't be good to the media. Don't do anything. They're all bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he really was a good guy. Yeah, he was a good guy. But Sexson was...
Yeah, and he's back to being a good guy. He's good. Pleasant, good to talk to. Yeah.
So it'd be like Jim and I going to like a media consultant group, like a website, and trying to tell everyone like how to do their job when we're not good at it.
Objectively.
Like that Barrett guy, right?
Kind
of like that Jason Barrett guy. Yeah. Tells everyone how to do their job.
Yeah.
Not good at it. Okay.
This is what I would do.
Here's how I would do things. I don't know what we accomplished, but we had fun here in this 20 minutes.
I enjoyed it.
Are you on the tube tonight, or what are we doing?
Yes. Yes. 6 o'clock. A little pregame with Mr. Bill Krueger.
So you're hosting. You're not on the Ford Sports Desk.
I am hosting. That is correct.
Let me ask you something there at Root. Couldn't you really do the job of the person doing the Ford Sports Desk? Because it doesn't really seem like you need everyone there. Couldn't you just read the highlights of the other games that are going on that day?
Technically, I could. Yes, I could. But let's not tell them that. Because why work harder? Come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a fair point.
If I'm in, I want Ange to be in there too with me. Okay. Or Jen to be in there with me, you know? Then we just sit and talk, like Jim says. We sit and talk throughout the game.
Notice
say things that aren't going to make the air, but say things, you know, that fans would, you know?
Notice you didn't mention Glasgow. You just said Jen and...
Tom?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom's great.
Tom had some mic problems last night.
Oh, no, did he?
Yeah. But he figured
Did he forget to turn it on?
No, somebody in the booth wasn't working, but they figured it out. They were great. They were tap dancing. They were wonderful at it.
Okay. Excellent. That's just being professional, huh?
He is a professional. That. All right, thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you. Jim and I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. We're off. We're leaving. We're going on a couples retreat. So.
Oh well, good for you. You guys needed some time together.
We do.
Who do I got next week?
I think you'll have the hype. You have Chris Kidd and Michael Sean Dugar.
Oh, now hey, I got to be honest. I have been on their show before.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like I'm stepping out on you guys, but. Yeah. They pay a little better.
Get ready for a lot of there. Jamal Adams questions, so have fun with them. All right, we'll see you. See you, Brad.
All right, bad trade.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.